Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Bruins' new season begins tonight, and just in case you forgot, here's how the last season ended.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions!
Oh, you can all groan now, as that was the call from NBC as the Bruins lost Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final at home last season to the St. Louis Blues. But now it's a new season as the Bruins open the regular season tonight in Texas with the Dallas Stars. For a preview of that and what's ahead, we welcome Flute Ocean Sawa. He covers the Bruins for The Athletic and joins us now from Dallas. Good morning and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. My pleasure.
You know, the team considered the best in hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning, play in the same division as the Bruins. Other teams in the Atlantic Division made some moves and improved during the offseason, but the Bruins stayed pat. So I have to start by asking, are the Bruins still considered a top team in their division, Fluto?
They should be top three, Bob. Like you mentioned, Tampa Bay should be the number one. They're hungry after losing in the first round, getting swept in the first round last year after everybody thought they would be in the Stanley Cup Final. Toronto Maple Leafs are improved. Florida is another team that's improved. But I think the Bruins should be top three just because they've brought the whole band back together from last year.
Bruins already have some injury issues coming off the long season. Two big names, center David Krejci and defenseman Zdeno Chara. How much of a problem is it to have these guys injured?
Well, they're high-mileage players, Bob. This is David Krejci, who is questionable for tonight's game. Patrice Bergeron, you can add to that mix. He's been dealing with a groin injury pretty much all preseason. And Zdeno Chara, he's been somewhat limited just because it took him so long to get past the trauma of breaking his jaw and dealing with an elbow injury that needed surgery in the offseason. So you look at their ages, you look at their mileage, 42, 34, 33, playing significant roles. So these players are more likely than younger players, the 21, 22, 23-year-olds, to have issues come up health-wise that will bother them throughout the year. So that's another thing to monitor, is if these high-mileage star players have issues with injuries, then do they have the depth players to support them in supporting roles? That's to be determined.
Let me ask about goaltender Tuukka Rask. He played extremely well in the playoffs, but he's also started slow in the last two seasons and has appeared to get worn down some toward the end of the season. What do you expect from Tuukka Rask this year?
You're right. That's certainly been his track record, is that the starts have been very poor, just given his standards of play that we saw during the playoffs last year. And then you consider the fact that he played every minute of every game in the playoffs last year. They're certainly going to be cautious about his workload, given those two things that have been going on in his history. So I think they're in a perfect position with Yaroslav Halak, who was an excellent 1B goalie for them last year. He's entering his contract year, so he'll be motivated for a new job for next year. I think you might see a stretch where he plays more games than Tuukka Rask here in November, October, maybe even to December, just because he's good, he's ready, he's healthy. They're going to want to limit Tuukka's minutes. I think they're in a very good situation with the goaltending going forward here.
Big picture, what's the Bruins' biggest strength heading into the season tonight?
Defense and goaltending. As mentioned, Rask and Halak, that's as good a tandem as you're going to get. The defense is unchanged, and if you want to even say better, there's going to be significant internal improvement. I'm expecting big things, and the Bruins are expecting big things, and so is the player from Charlie McAvoy, who signed a three-year deal in the offseason. He's only 21 years old. I think he's going to be in the conversation for best all-around defenseman in the league. So I would expect defense, goaltending, and then the centers, assuming good health for Bergeron and Krejci. Those three elements, I think they'll be in pretty good shape heading into this year.
So, biggest weakness?
Boy, biggest weakness. I think it's going to be the strain of coming back from last year, both physically and mentally. A lot of guys worn down, a lot of high-mileage players, and then just the devastation of losing in that way. That could be a career-changing issue for a lot of players.
And you said at the beginning that the Bruins were one of the three top teams in the division. Is that good enough to make the playoffs and then go deep in the playoffs to give them another chance at the Cup?
They'll certainly get in. It's looking like yet another first-round playoff series against Toronto. I think they have enough to get past them, but then in the second round, you're looking likely at Tampa Bay. I don't see the Lightning losing again this year. They're motivated. They're going to be proving that last year was a very bad showing for them. I think it's one playoff series win for the Bruins, and then they're out.
Pluto Shinsawa, Boston Bruins reporter for The Athletic. Thank you so very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Bob, my pleasure.